transcribed.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Are brought to you by Chesterfield. Ask your dealer for Chesterfield, the only cigarette that names all its ingredients. By Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And by Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
This is Dean Martin. Thank you very, very much. Well, kick off your shoes, settle down in that easy chair, and turn up the volume, because here we come for another 30-minute visit. So I'd like to kick off with Mean Miguel.
The bells are ringing for me and Miguel. All the birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing ever Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and Miguel, where the parson's waiting for me and Miguel. And sometime I'm gonna build a little home for two, three or four or more, in love land for me and my gal. Sometime I'm gonna build a little home for two, three or four or more, or in love land for me and my gal.
Gentlemen, gives me great pleasure.
Hey, Dean! Hey, Dean!
Easy, Dan. Easy down, boy. Take it easy. Why are you so upset?
Why am I upset? I can't find my head.
But you've got it on. It's that round thing on your shoulders.
You sure that's my head?
Yes.
Good heavens, that means I've lost my Easter egg. Yeah.
Now... Ah, come on, Jer. Now, you stop this crazy old talk there. Let's start from scratch.
Start from scratch? All righty. I have an itch under my left shoulder blade that is positively the most...
No, Jer. No. I'm getting upset. Really, honestly, you rattle me.
No, you rattle me. I've got pebbles in my head.
You idiot.
What'd you call me?
I said, stop it, you idiot.
Listen here, Dean Martin, I'm getting sick and tired of your insults all the time. And if you keep it up, I'm going to do something about it.
Yeah? What are you going to do, Muscles?
Don't arouse my ire now. When I get mad, I don't know my own strength. Why, only yesterday I made Albert holler uncle.
Who's Albert?
My uncle.
Jerry, aren't you at all interested in intelligent topics? You know, things like philosophy or politics or science?
Don't talk to me about science, buddy. Why, I made a scientific discovery that will revolutionize the world.
Now, what's that?
I discovered that nothing will fly if it's heavier than air. This means that airplanes are absolutely impossible.
So how do you account for the fact that airplanes are flying every day?
That's simple.
You're the first person I've told.
Oh? I surrender. Tell me, who's our first guest tonight?
Well, tonight we invited a singer who is so talented and so sensational that there are no words to describe him.
And who is this wonderful fella?
Me.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lewis will now sing his new recording, The Book Was So Much Better Than the Picture, from that wonderful movie, The Barber of Seville Goes West.
Oh, the book was so much better than the picture. In the book, she was a waitress, not a maid. And the man who was a cook was a lifeguard in the book. On top of that, his part was badly played. On the screen, she drew the blind while she was working. But the story had her working as a blind. Oh, the book was so much better than the picture that I think they had another book in mind. So the tears fell in my bag of buttered popcorn. I was choked up with emotion and regret. In the book, I was so fond of this shy and simple blonde, and here she was, a ravishing brunette. In the story, she was plotting out a murder, but instead I watched her murdering the plot. Yet I found some sweet enjoyment in the picture. When I closed my eyes, I saw it helped a lot. See why they had to go and change the title. It was hard enough to recognize the thing. I was waiting for the part where she breaks her father's heart. Instead, they showed his elbow in a sling. How I moaned and how I cried and how I suffered as the book was brought to life upon a screen. It's no wonder when the author saw the picture that he shot himself right in the mezzanine.
The mask is off. The mask is off in cigarette advertising. Chesterfield is first to name all of its ingredients because you should know what gives you the best possible smoke. The right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, and kept tasty and fresh with tried and tested moistening agents. Pure natural sugars, chemically pure, harmless, far more costly glycerol. Nothing else. Only these are entirely safe for use in the mouth, as proved by over 40 years of continuous use in tobacco products. And remember, your Chesterfields are wrapped in cigarette paper of the highest purity, the best that money can buy. We name our ingredients because every smoker should know what makes Chesterfield the best possible smoke. Much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields. Sound off for Chesterfields and do it today.
Many popular songs have been written about people who promise to give their loved ones the stars, the moon, the sun, the clouds, and just about everything else they can think of. I've just recorded a brand new number about a fellow who doesn't make any rash promises. He says, "All I have to give you is my love.
All I have to give you is my love. All I have to offer you is me. I wish that I could give you more than just my love. The world and all its treasures, the sun, the moon, the stars above. I'll build you castles towering to the sky. We'll be next door to heaven, you and I. Until these dreams come true. My love will have to do this is all I have to give to you. I'll build you castles towering to the sky. We'll be next door to heaven, you and I. Until these things come true, my love will have to do. This is all I have to give to you.
Thank you, folks. Thank you very much. Well, since I've taken care of the singing chores, I think it's about time I left the talking chores to Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, when we ask you to try Anacin for the relief of pain due to a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, we're not asking you to try a new or unproved method, for there are many people listening in now who have been introduced to Anacin tablets by their own dentist or physician. You who have received Anacin this way know the effective, incredibly fast relief these tablets bring. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. People by the thousands are using modern Anacin today instead of other ways. Doesn't their experience seem worth following? Try Anacin the next time you suffer pains from headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. You'll be delighted with the results. Ask your druggist for Anacin today. Anacin is spelled A-N-A-C-I-N.
The time has come to extend a warm welcome to our guest of the evening. She's easily one of the most dazzling stars in the Hollywood constellation and one of the most beautiful women in motion pictures. It's a pleasure to introduce the glamorous and talented Virginia Mayo!
And hello, everybody. Hi, Dean.
Well, Virginia, it's wonderful having you here tonight. By the way, have you ever met my partner, Jerry?
No, we've never met, but some friends of mine gave me a complete description of him. Tell me, when I meet Jerry,
yes,
should I scratch his ear or just shake his paw?
Well, Ginny, you needn't worry about Jerry. He's a great admirer of beautiful women. Why, when he sees how lovely you
are... Hey, Dean, are. Dean, I just had to... Wow! Oh! Wow-wee! Beautiful, beautiful!
Jerry!
Oh, beautiful, beautiful! Beautiful!
Jerry, stop it. I believe you're teasing me.
I'm teasing you.
Ho, ho, that's rich.
I'm afraid you're much too concerned with appearances, Jer.
Dean's right, Jerry. After all, beauty is just a passing thing.
It is?
Well, of course.
Well, I'm waiting, baby. Stop passing it.
Now, you still don't understand, Jer. Beauty is only skin deep.
Good heavens, and somebody must have had me peeled.
Look, now why don't we start from the beginning? After all, I'm just an average member of my sex.
You ain't no member, honey. You're president.
Oh. Listen, Jerry. In the first place, you're much too excited. And in the second place, I doubt if you even know the facts of life.
Yeah, well, if I didn't know the facts of life in the second place, I wouldn't get so excited in the first place.
Well, you're right, Virginia. Someone's going to have to tell this boy about the birds and the bees.
Oh, I know all about the birds and bees. It's a big, fat lie.
Oh, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
Well, it's just a lie. I put a bird and a bee in the same cage for 2 whole weeks and nothing happened.
Nothing. Jerry, stop a second. I think it's about time we headed into our sketch.
Sounds like fun, Dean. What's it going to be?
Well, on our first show many months ago, we did a takeoff on a very wonderful motion picture. Since then, it's won about 5 Academy Awards, and a lot of our friends have asked us to repeat it tonight. With that, for an intro, let's hear the rest from Jimmy Wallington.
Ladies and gentlemen, no doubt many of you have seen and were thrilled by that wonderful Warner Brothers picture, A Streetcar Named Desire. But for those of you who have not seen it, we are proud to present Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Virginia Mayo in A Streetcar Named Max. The scene, a shabby little streetcar in New Orleans. The characters...
My name's Stanley. I'm the motorman on the streetcar.
My name is Blanche. I'm a passenger on the streetcar.
My name is Max. I'm the streetcar. So what are you laughing already? You think it's easy being a streetcar? Uh-oh, here comes Stanley, my motorman, the dirty pedal pusher. Good gracious, no wonder I have an ulcer.
Hey, there's my girl Blanche. She sure looks pretty. I'll stop and pick her up.
Oh, the pain.
All right, Blanche, want to go for a ride?
Gee, Stanley, let's just sit here on the bench and hold hands.
Coax me.
Hold hands.
I'll bet they're gonna smooch.
She's so nice. I love her. Even if she is a girl. I wish. Ah, what's the use? Dad doesn't approve of mixed marriages.
I'm going to sneak over there quietly and see what they're doing. I won't make a sound. Darn that, Fred. I told him that 5-in-1 oil just doesn't do a thing for me. Hey, he's putting his arm around her. Take your filthy hands off her!
Who was that?
It's me, Max.
Stanley, the streetcar talks.
Why not? I'm entitled.
This is crazy. Streetcars can't talk.
Okay, so I can't talk. The apartment house across the street is a ventriloquist.
You know something, Stanley? He's cute.
Cute? That big stub of steel is
cute. T-U-B is tub, not stub.
Ah, go on, get back on that track before I...
Let him stay, Stanley.
Now you're talking, baby. How's about a kiss?
Well, I don't know. I've never kissed a streetcar before.
Oh, come on. It's no different than kissing a truck.
Listen, Max... You're a streetcar. You shouldn't be messing around with girls. Why even look at them? Why think of kissing them? Why must you torture yourself this way?
I like it. I like it.
Well, Max, what is it that you really want?
Blanche, marry me, and I'll be the happiest streetcar in the world.
You? Well, you want me to marry you?
Please. I beg of you on bended fender. I can see us now. Just the two of us, and... And in a year, a little hot rod.
Well, are you through talking to this overgrown perambulator?
How dare you? You're speaking of the streetcar I love. Max and I are getting married.
Married? He can't support you on the lousy dimes he takes in.
I won't always be a streetcar. I'm ambitious. Someday, I'm going to be a taxi.
How could you ever be a taxi?
I'll go to night school.
Oh.
Let's get back to town. Come on, Stanley. You can be the best man.
How do you like that? Best man to a junk heap.
All aboard, everybody. This ride's on me. Clang, 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 I'm a trolley.
Clang, 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 I'm his bride.
Clang, 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 he's the winner. And I've just come aboard for the ride.
His handsome brake, his gorgeous wheel.
Whoever thought you'd think a wheel had sex appeal?
I got one thing that can't be beat. Whoever saw a human with a leather seat? Oh, clang, 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 I'm a trolley.
Clang, 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 he's my guy.
Clang, 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 she'll be sorry.
Though I know how you feel, you can't louse up this deal, 'cause she's mine. To the end of the line.
As Virginia, Jerry, and I ride off on the trolley, we turn to business at hand, over to Jimmy Wallington.
Thanks, Dean, and now here's something of interest to everybody.
For breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Dentine tastes so good.
Dentine freshens your breath.
Dentine helps keep your teeth sparkling clean and white.
Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Before you go out, and always after eating, drinking, smoking, refresh your breath with Dentine. You'll love Dentine chewing gum, for Dentine has a wonderful, tingling, nippy flavor that lingers on and on. It's delicious. And remember, Dentine helps keep your teeth white, too. Keep Dentine handy. You'll enjoy refreshing your breath when you chew Dentine. So, for breathless moments, for your breathless moments,
chew Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor.
Well, a few days ago, I was listening to one of our local disc jockeys, and he put a record on the turntable that really released a flood of memories. This song dated way back to the days when I was still getting my knees scratched and crying when I couldn't get another lollipop. You see, I always loved to hear Mom go through the nightly ritual of singing this song. And now it's the song I sing to my little Dino.
Sweetest little fella, everybody knows, don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his granny with eyes so shiny blue, make you think that heaven is coming close to you. When he's there sleeping in his little place, think I see the angels looking through the lace. When the dark is falling, when the shadows creep, then there comes a tiptoe, kiss him in his sleep. Sweetest little fella, everybody knows, don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his granny with eyes so shiny blue, make you think that heaven is a-coming close to you.
looking at his granny with eyes so shiny blue, make you think that heaven is coming close to you.
Gee, Dean, that was beautiful.
Thank you, Jerry. I'm glad you liked it.
My mother sang me to sleep with a sweet song, too. It was so soft and gentle and tender.
Well, what song did she sing?
Cigarettes and whiskey and wild, wild women will drive you crazy. They'll drive you insane.
Sorry to interrupt you, fellas, but I have a surprise visitor here whom I'd like you to meet.
Gosh, I wonder who it could be.
Dean and Jerry, say hello to Miss Betty Mills, West Coast representative of Radio TV Mirror Magazine.
Well,
hello,
hi, Betty.
Mills. Hello, Dean. Hello, Jerry. Dean and Jerry, in the annual awards poll conducted by Radio TV Mirror Magazine, America's most popular radio and television magazine, American radio listeners have chosen the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show as their favorite comedy program.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's
again,
very sweet,
Betty.
And we're very grateful, and we hope that we can continue.
Hello, Virginia. Boys, I came out here to say goodnight, and I guess I'll also have to add some hearty congratulations.
Well, Virginia, I want to thank you very, very much.
And I want to say thanks, too, Virginia. You know, it's a wonderful thing to have guests like you who help us get this award.
Well, I hope the others enjoy themselves as much as I did. Good night, boys, and good night, everybody.
Good night, Virginia.
Good night, Virginia.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, Dean and I have adopted the Muscular Dystrophy Association as our pet charity. When we previously mentioned that no one had come to the aid of muscular dystrophy victims, we unwittingly did an injustice to a wonderful Masonic order called the Tall Cedars of Lebanon. As long ago as last May, these wonderful people adopted support of this charity as their national objective, and not only have they contributed $10,000, but they now inform me that they are contributing an additional $20,000. The Tall Cedars of Lebanon is the first major organization which came to the aid of muscular dystrophy, and we think you all ought to know about it. We also think you all ought to know that many more dollars are needed before we can finally bring hope of life to the thousands of men, women, boys, and girls who now suffer from this incurable disease. Please send whatever you can to MDA New York 8, New York. That's MDA New York 8, New York.
Well, folks, till next week, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that our latest picture, Sailor Beware, can now be seen at your local theaters.
Good night, God bless you.
Good night, all.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, you've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile, and brought to you by Chesterfield, the only cigarette that names all its ingredients. Sound off for Chesterfield, the cigarette that's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. By Anacin for pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And by Beam and Pepsi, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. Virginia Mayo will soon be seen co-starring in Warner Brothers. She's working her way through college.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.